Welcome to Deedon B College. Today we're building an old school Raga cut blueprint in Ableton Live 12, using groove pool tricks to make it feel like a real jungle sample chop rather than a stiff loop. The whole idea here is simple. Take a short Raga phrase and turn it into something rhythmic, swung, and alive. In a Deedon B tune, this kind of vocal is rarely just a vocal. It can be an intro hype, a drop hook, a tension tool before the snare, or a switch up that gives the second drop character. When it's working properly, it feels like it belongs to the drums, not pasted over them. Why this works in DNB is because jungle and rag inflected drum and bass often live in that slightly imperfect pocket. The break might be driving straight ahead, while the vocal leans a little behind the grid, or bounces with just enough swing to feel human. That push and pull is what gives the music attitude. So first, choose a vocal with shape. Don't start with something too smooth or too sung. If you want that old school cut energy, you want a short phrase, ideally 1 to 2 bars long, with a few strong consonants, one sustained word, and a natural stop. Something that already has rhythm inside it. Drag it into an audio track and trim the start cleanly. If there's too much tail, cut it tighter than you think you need. A good beginner win is to find a phrase you can split into maybe 3 to 6 usable chops. What to listen for here is whether the vocal already has motion in it. If it sounds flat when spoken or sung, it's going to be much harder to make it feel like a proper jungle hook. Next, slice the phrase into playable hits. Right-click the sample and slice it into a drum rack using transient markers or a sensible slice method. Keep the chops simple. One hit per word, syllable, or strong accent is usually enough at this stage. Don't overslice it. Too many tiny pieces can take the impact out of the vocal and make it feel nervous instead of powerful. Once it's sliced, trigger the chops from MIDI. That gives you proper control over placement, and it makes groove shaping way easier than trying to work with one long audio clip. If a chopped word has a clean start and end, keep it. If one piece has a messy tail, trim it shorter. Now build the basic rhythm. Make yourself a 2-bar or 4-bar MIDI clip, and keep it functional before you try to get clever. Use the drums as your guide. Put one chop on, or just before, the snare answer. Leave a little space after the main snare hit. Let a vocal poke through the gap before the next kick. That little dance around the break is where the old school feel starts to appear. A strong starting shape is a pickup phrase before beat 2, then a call phrase that lands on the snare or just after it, then in the next bars, repeat it with one twist. Maybe one chop is missing. Maybe one word is doubled. Maybe the ending changes. You're creating a phrase that feels like it responds to the break, not like it's fighting it. What to listen for is simple. Does the vocal add urgency to the drums, or does it crowd the groove? If your snare suddenly loses impact, the vocal is probably too busy, too long, or landing in the wrong place. Now we get to the heart of the technique, groove pool. Open it up and choose a groove that gives you a loose, human pull without turning the vocal into mush. For a raga cut, subtle swing is usually enough. Start with groove amount somewhere around 15 to 40%. Use timing to loosen the clip, not to miss the pocket. Add a little velocity, shaping too if you want the phrase to breathe more naturally. Then apply that groove to the vocal MIDI clip. If your drums already have swing, match the vocal to that pocket. If the drums are straighter and you want more of an old school vibe, let the vocal lean slightly behind the grid while the drums stay more stable. That's why this works in DNB. The magic is often in the slight mismatch. The break drives forward, the vocal drags or bounces just a touch, and the result feels more sampled, more human, and more alive. If you're deciding between a tighter or looser version, start tighter. A tighter groove works better if your tune is more rolling, modern, or minimal. A looser groove gives you more raw jungle swagger, more worn record energy, more attitude. If you're unsure, go tight first. You can always loosen it later. Nice and controlled. From there, shape the phrasing with note lengths, rests, and repeats. Raga cuts are about phrasing as much as sound. Short notes feel punchy and percussive. Longer notes can feel more chant-like or emotional. Use rests on purpose. Leave a gap before the main snare if you want tension. Let one chop ring into the next beat if you want a hypnotic feel. Duplicate one important syllable for emphasis, but don't overdo it. A classic approach is a 4-bar call and response. Bars 1 and 2 carry the call. Bar 3 gives you a little breathing space or a tiny reply, and bar 4 lands one final chopped line into the next section. That kind of structure makes the loop feel like a record, not just a loop. Now we clean up the tone so it sits in the mix. Keep it stock and practical. A simple chain could be EQ8 into saturator into compressor. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear low-end mud. If something harsh stands out, gently cut it, often somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone. Then add a small amount of saturator drive, maybe just enough to roughen the sample and help it read on smaller speakers. After that, use a modest compressor setting, just a few dB of gain reduction, to smooth and even chops. Another useful chain is auto filter into saturator into utility. Use auto filter for intro and build-up movement, opening from a darker low pass into full brightness. Use saturator to add grit before the drop. Use utility if you need to control width or pull the level down after processing. What to listen for here is clarity. The vocal should feel rougher and more present, but not so crushed that the words disappear. If the consonants dash, back off the drive or ease up on the compression. Don't overcook a sample that already has character. A lot of the time, less is more. Now check the vocal against the drums and bass together. This is important. Solo can lie to you. In DNB, context is everything. Loop the break, the bass, and the rag are cut together. Listen for three things. Does the snare still hit hard? Does the vocal sit above the bass without masking the sub? And does the groove feel more energetic with the vocal, not more crowded? If the vocal fights the snare, shorten some notes or move one chop a tiny bit earlier or later. If it fights the bass, cut a bit more around 200 to 500 Hz and lower the vocal before reaching for more processing. A good blend sounds like the vocal is riding the pocket while the sub keeps doing its job underneath. That's the balance you want. One thing that really helps here is dynamics. Old school cuts are rarely even. Some words punch harder than others. Lower the velocity of the less important chops and raise the hook phrase. If you're working with audio, adjust clip gain or track volume instead. The idea is to make the phrase breathe. Hook chops a little louder, filler chops a little lower, response chops somewhere in the middle. That small contrast makes the structure easier to hear on a big system. The listener doesn't just hear a wall of sample energy. They hear shape. Once the groove is working, make a few tiny timing nudges by hand. Move one chop a few milliseconds earlier if you want urgency. Move it slightly later if you want a laid-back rag-a-drag. Keep it subtle. The point is pocket, not sloppy timing. Usually the pickup word, the main hook word, and the final response are the most worth adjusting. If the phrase feels strong, consider resampling or consolidating it so you can treat it like audio in arrangement. That's a really useful workflow move because it lets you duplicate, reverse, filter, and automate the vocal more quickly later on. Then place it into a proper arrangement shape. For example, filtered fragments in the intro, then a fuller rega cut in the first drop, then a variation where one chop disappears or the bass has more space, and then a second drop with the same core phrase, but a different ending, an extra fill, or a more aggressive filter move. That contrast matters a lot. DNB arrangement is about payoff. The vocal should help the listener feel the section change, not just repeat forever. A good little coach habit is to audition the cut at three levels of attention. Solo, to check the chops are clean, with drums only to check the pocket. Then with the full mix, to see whether the vocal still adds energy instead of clutter. If it sounds exciting in solo but disappears in the mix, don't immediately boost it. First, simplify it. Shorten notes. Remove a chop. Carve a little more low mid space. A lot of raga cuts get bigger by becoming simpler in context. Also, keep an eye on mono compatibility. Raga cuts often use width or stereo effects, but if the main hook goes hollow when narrowed, it's too facey. Use utility to reduce width if needed, and keep the strongest hook centered. In a club, that center image gives you more power than a wide but vague vocal ever will. For darker or heavier DNB, there are a few really useful moves. Let the raga cut act like a rhythmic shadow rather than a lead vocal. Put the most aggressive syllable just before the snare, not on top of it. That slight anticipation creates pressure without stealing the downbeat. If the bass is huge, cut more low mids than you think you need. Dark mixes often feel bigger when the vocal gets smaller in the 250 to 600 Hz zone. And if you want extra tension, use a filtered intro version of the cut, then open it into the drop. That can make the section feel arranged without adding more notes. A simple warning as you go, don't make the vocal too busy. Too many chops fight the break and make the phrase feel nervous. Don't leave it too long in the low mids. Don't swing every element the same amount. Don't oversaturate it. Don't ignore the snare. And don't keep one loop forever. A static raga cut loses energy fast. Give yourself one variation, even if it's just one missing chop or a changed ending. If you want to go further, try making a stripped ghost version for bar 4, or delay the response phrase instead of the opening one, or build a darker version by leaning more on consonants and shorter fragments. Those little changes can turn a decent idea into a proper DJ tool. So here's the recap. Choose a vocal with attitude. Slice it simply. Build a short rhythm that respects the snare. Use groove pool to add human bounce. Shape the note lengths and rests so the phrase has call and response. Then clean it up with stock Ableton tools so it sits with the drums and bass without muddying the mix. Keep the main hook centered. Check it in mono. And make one variation for the arrangement. If it feels like the vocal is driving the section without overcrowding it, you've got it.